From the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. The scope of the coronavirus crisis in southwest Georgia is still growing. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports on Randolph County, which now leads the state in per capita infections.
About a dozen rural counties marked their first coronavirus infections on the same March day as Randolph County. Unlike those places, which today count infections in ones and tens, the small county of just over 7,000 people now has over 120 infections, including 47 at a nursing home. Ken Burns is head of emergency management in Randolph County. He says getting people to do their part against the virus has been an uphill battle.
You got a lot of folks that just, I'm not sick, so why should I, you know, be held to stay home kind of thing, you know? So they're still doing life as usual.
Just as people have been asked to do everywhere, Burns asks the people of Randolph County to skip social gatherings and stay home, if not for their sake, for their neighbors. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Navicent Health in Macon is using private airplanes to ship coronavirus testing kits out of state to get results back more quickly. GPB's Sarah Rose has that story.
For weeks, the hospital has been driving tests to labs as far away as Tennessee and North Carolina, a journey that can take several hours. Once they're received, they still have to be analyzed. But now, Angel Flight Soars, a charity that typically offers free flights to medical patients, is using their planes to help. Navicent's Michael Hajwaronski says,
they've cut our turnaround time in half, so we can get two-hour flight times, and that's just been amazing.
Hajwaronski says all 50 of their locations are currently testing for COVID-19 and will be serviced by the chartered flights. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Rose in Atlanta.
A 12-year effort to build a new coal-fired power plant in Washington County in Middle Georgia is over. Plant Washington had been the last proposed new coal-fired power plant in the nation. The plan ended this month when the Georgia Environmental Protection Division denied an extension of its construction permit. The proposed facility met local resistance almost immediately after it was announced in 2008. For more news, visit us at gpbnews.org. This is Georgia Public Broadcasting.